Welcome to Grad Audio, brought to you by Study Trust, Van Schaik Publishers, Capitec, and me, Ruda Landman. Grad Audio goes with a booklet called Grad, which can be downloaded for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. There's also a workbook to help you digest the content. Grad was originally meant as a support for first-year students at university, but most of the content is relevant to anyone who is studying. It is loosely organized according to the four terms of the academic year, but you can dip in and out as you wish. The chapters don't build on each other. In our structure, we are talking about the winter holidays, when you have a bit of time to yourself. Time you can use to revisit your goals. Just getting through every day of the first semester may have felt like all you could handle, but now you can take a deep breath and look back at the goals you set for yourself at the beginning of the year. Or, if you haven't done so yet, set those goals now. Going on an important journey without a map is not clever. Your goals are your map for your journey towards a qualification and beyond that, a career. Set goals for more than just your studies. Time at university is also an opportunity to learn other life skills, to make friends, to set patterns for healthy living. Think of goals for test and exam results, participation in student life, like societies or house committees, friends and family, exercise or sports, spiritual activities. Everyone is different, with different areas of interest. Follow your heart, not only your head. Did you write down some goals earlier in the year? Look at them again. Have you achieved some or all of them? Are those goals still valid? Adapt them or start from scratch. Take a step back and consider how far into the future you need or want to plan. What study, career, and other objectives are most important to you? And whether there is flexibility for unexpected detours. A goal needs to be SMART. That means specific. What exactly does the goal entail? Measurable. Does it have subsections, like the number of courses you need to complete? And will you know when you've reached your goal? Then it's measurable. It must be attainable. What will it take to make your goal a reality? Money, time, resources, etc. And can you make it happen? It must be relevant. Do you really want to reach the goal? Why? Are you willing to do what it takes to reach it? And finally, it must have a time frame. By when does it have to be reached? So a SMART goal is specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and it has a time frame. Start with the long term. What do you want to have achieved by the time you leave university? Then think carefully about what that would mean in terms of the next 3 months, the next year, and so on. Setting goals allows you to remain focused on the big picture and to stay on course to get there. Check your goals regularly to ensure you are still progressing in the way you want to, but be flexible because short-term goals sometimes need to change in order for you to achieve the long-term outcome you are striving for. If you follow a map, you may come to a place where the road is blocked by construction work. You will then have to find a different route, but that does not mean you are changing your destination. The same is true for striving towards a goal. Checking your goals regularly will help you recommit to them. We looked at the idea of process goals as part of episode 8 when we talked about handling stress and using the ABCDE of resilience. Let's go back to that and make it practical. Do go to the website, find the relevant page in the workbook, and use that as a template for this exercise. Say you have defined your overall goal as completing my degree successfully while living a happy, balanced life. That's a very good one. It's clear and simple, and it covers everything. Now you can break it up into three life domains: study, health, and social. Looking at life domain number one, study, you may have a few sub-goals, like getting 60% for English and 65% for psychology. For each of these, you can list a few habits or process goals, things you can do every day or every week to bring you closer to the overall target. To get 60% for English, you may decide that process goal 1 is to read for half an hour every morning before 7, and process goal 2 is to write 400 words every day and check them using your computer's spelling and grammar check. Do the same for psychology. Now move on to life domain 2, health. Subgoal 1 can be lose 10 kilograms by December. Subgoal 2, be able to walk 5 kilometers in an hour by December. Then you look at each of those and decide on process goals. To walk 5 kilometers in an hour by December, you may decide to walk 2 kilometers twice a week for 2 weeks, then 3 kilometers, then 4. Life domain 3, social, may have sub-goals like make at least 3 good friends by December and be an active member of at least 1 club. What should you do every week to get closer to that? Those are your process goals. Now, one last thought about setting your course to aim for your goal, your target. Consider your friends. Have you ever watched a flock of geese flying across the open sky? Like experienced cyclists, they know the value of moving in formation. They fly in a huge V, each one supported by the slipstream, the less resistant air, caused by the wings of his or her friend just in front. In formation, they fly 71% further in any given time than an individual bird would have done. And this I learn from Lynette Hutting and Heinrich Claassen's Naturweisheit uit Afrika, The Wisdom of Nature from Africa. Now here's a question for you. Are your friends flying in the same direction and towards the same destination as you are? Do they share your goals, your values, your priorities? If they do, you will build up collective momentum and drive, which will take all of you further with less stress and less effort. If, on the other hand, your goals lie in different directions, you will find yourself constantly battling against the flow of their energy. You will tire yourself out physically and emotionally, and you may never reach your goal, instead being pulled off course by the power of the group. Now, this theory becomes reality if you are studying in a group. Group work is the main difference between school and university, and it is good preparation for your career one day. Join a serious study group with people who are just as focused on success as you are, and make sure it includes someone more intelligent than yourself. That was episode 10 of Grad Audio. Do check out the text and the workbook on the website. You can download it for free. Next time, we start the third term, winter in South Africa, and your emotions may be just as bleak as the weather. Join us and we'll give you some support. Until next time, goodbye. Hamba gahle. Mwelu.